Jack Lummis's entire Giants career consisted of 9 games in 1941. On January 30, 1942, with the U.S. fully engaged in World War II, he gave up his football career to enlist in the Marine Corps and rose to become a company commander. On the morning of February 19, 1945, he landed on Iwo Jima in the first wave of assault troops.
Lieutenant Jack Lummis was selected to come up and be and take us through the gorge. He was to come up and dig us out of our foxholes and get us going.
The Battle of Iwo Jima was one of the most savage in the history of the Marine Corps. After twice being knocked over by grenade blasts, Lummis continued to lead his men in combat and then stepped forward on a landmine, ripping both his legs off, but proceeded to pull himself up, courageously still giving orders to his troops.
The guy, he was like Pied Piper. Guys just kind of gravitated toward him.
Men who served under him loved him. They'd go anywhere with him. They said so.
Lummis died that day on Iwo Jima, and his last words to the attending medic was, "I guess the New York Giants have lost the services of a damn good end." After his death, Lummis was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, one of two NFL players ever to be bestowed that distinction.
For an individual to sacrifice themselves for others is the most incredible, selfless act a human being can make. And to win the Congressional Medal of Honor and for Jack Lummis to have attained that speaks volumes to who that person is.
Sometimes I just feel like a real emptiness that I didn't get to know him, that I didn't get to grow up having him as my uncle.
He was important to me, and I was pretty much content just to have the memories and to know that he was a hero.
Well, I'll tell you, just remember him as a great football player and a great guy. I never heard him say a bad word about anybody. And I'm sure if he'd have stayed with the Giants, he'd have been a real star.
He was just stone hard, brave. He stood too tall, but he will never be forgotten.